Welcome and thank you for joining our TV audience today. This is a special live show of the Martha Stewart Show in honor of Mother Day. Martha has just returned from a trip from Jamaica and she is tanned today. We also have a special guest DJ. Ladies and gentlemen, please turn around and give a warm applause to DJ Aaron the Spin Doctor. Now let's welcome Martha Stewart.
Well, good morning, TV audience and our viewers at home. I'm so glad you could join me for the recipe of the week. This morning, we're going to make and create the perfect Mother's Day cake. This is truly a unique kind of cake. If you just eat a piece of this cake, you too will be the perfect mother. Now, our pans come in all different kinds of shapes and sizes, but we want to use the hourglass pan to give you the perfect physique for this cake. If you do not have this cake at home, the spin doctor is talking to me. If you don't have this cake at home, you can improvise and use this glass pan that I have. And I took the aluminum foil and I made the hourglass shape right here in the middle. If you hold your abs in while you bake the cake, it'll work. So you can eat and mix and everything in this perfect can. Now, cameras, can you just get a shot at this? If you don't have this cake, you can get it off of the website, MarthaStewart.com. So now I've gathered ingredients from moms, from the best moms from all times, and I'm always searching for new ingredients to put into my recipes, as you all know. So some of these ingredients you may have never heard of before, but they'll be new, but they're really good. So let's see what happens when we mix all these moms together into one dessert. Are you excited? All right. First off, you have to put your Julia Child apron on. If you don't have this apron, you can also get it off of our website, MarthaStewart.com. We're going to sift together the following ingredients, and I'll let you kind of know where you can pick them up. First of all, we have Lucille Ball Humor. You can get this at Super Supplements. So it looks like it's a protein drink, but it's really humor. So you take this off, just dump it into the pan like that. You want to take a dash of salt, June Cleaver brand, dump that in there. Also, we have a teaspoon of the Mother of the Year baking powder. If you were the Mother of the Year last year, your stuff is expired. Put that in there. We have 2 teaspoons. Oops. Uh-oh. We have 2 teaspoons of Lady Di Royal Mother baking soda. Now, I had to go over to Mercer Island and get this. So, 2 teaspoons of Lady Di, and I'm sure you didn't know it, but they have Supermom flour. 3.5 cups of Supermom flour. Just dump this in here. This is such an easy recipe to make. Everyone, you'll just be just the envy of all the ladies in the neighborhood. 3 cups of Supermom flour. You blend that together. Lovely. You have 2 charge cards, 1 a Nordstrom's and 1 a Macy's. That'll give you the designing women kind of look. You fold in all this thing with Donna Reed honey. Just pour that in there. Fold that all in there together. And then now we need some of our spices. Now, one of my favorite spices is, this is the Claire Huxtable cinnamon. I just love her. Also, I have allspice from Esterol Good Times. Put some of that in there. Now, for added color, we have the Brady Bunch paprika Try to say that six times fast. Brady Bunch Paprika. We have Father's Knows Best, Spice Rack Mother Pearls. These disintegrate when you cook it, so don't worry about that. From Deidre Hall, Days of Our Lives, we have a spice collection. We'll just put a little bit of this. And then, I bet you didn't know this, but we have the Denise Austin, Mrs. Dash. Shake that in there. Weren't you glad when she got rid of them leg warmers? Weren't you glad? I was so glad. All right. So sometimes you can't get to the store. Say you're on house arrest and you can't get out of the store, to the store. So you just have to use what you got at home. So I'm adding a couple ingredients that you just have around the house. You can't always get there. We have four chopped up desperate housewife nuts. So I'm just gonna cut this, chop this. I can't get this thing. This just won't chop up very well. Let me try to chop this one up. All right, we got those chopped up. Maybe you didn't know this, but we have a couple grates right here of, don't talk about Miss Jenkins, government cheese. We're going to put some of that in there. Some of you guys probably don't know this. I'm sure you've seen it in the stores. I can't believe it's not butter. We have the Britney Spears, I can't believe I'm a mother, peanut butter. Put some of that in there. Woo! And last but not least, we have the Hillary Clinton New York marinade. Just a little bit, not too much. Don't want too much of that in there. I forgot to sift this, but normally you would take it back out, sift it, put that in there. Woo, I'm out of breath. Put that in there, and then we would bake it for 3 to 4 minutes in our oven. While it's baking, I'm going to have DJ Aaron take us out for a commercial, and when we get back, we're going to see what the perfect mother cake looks like. Stay right there. On the perfect mother's cake. So we made all our ingredients, we put it in the oven. It only had to bake for 3 to 4 minutes. And let's take our cake out of the oven. Oh, it's wonderful. Look at that. The perfect mother's cake. The perfect mother's cake. Now, if you make this cake, you'll...
Excuse me. Martha.
Security.
Excuse me a minute.
Security.
Excuse me. What kind of cake is that? Don't you think that's a little bit one-dimensional?
Well, I kind of liked it. Do you have a better?
I have a wonderful recipe. It's a recipe from someone that really loves us.
Huh.
It's filled with so many wonderful ingredients and spices. My goodness, a true mother's cake is like God's love. Yes, it is. It's like God's love.
I've never heard of this cake.
Love is patient.
Oh.
Yes, it is. Love passes all understanding. Love is not just found in blood relatives. No, it's not. It's found in mothers all over the world.
Oh.
It is. Well, a mother's love is found in our when our children call us mom, Even when our sons-in-law or daughter-in-laws call us mom, and our children's friends, even perfect strangers that call us mom. Hmm. I mean, I go to Baya's Word. Hey, can I give a shout out to Baya's Word? Pastor Sue's out there. Hey, Pastor Sue.
We're going to need to edit this later.
And Bob watches the show. You know men watch this show, too?
Martha Stewart, I knew
yeah.
that.
Yeah. You know, if I was a swearing woman instead of a Christian woman, I would swear that Bob got his salsa recipe off of your prison website. I would. But now let me get back to the mothers here. You know, even in our church, by his word, we have a woman that, you know, we lovingly call Mama Callie. So it's truly a term of endearment when we call somebody our mother. So, and God's moms are filled with all kinds of spices, all kinds of good things. Can I show you the recipe?
I don't think I have a choice.
Well, sure. You have a lot of the ingredients already here on your table. Okay. I was just wondering why you never use them.
Okay. Well,
here, we start with our bowl. And, oh, 3 slices of bread of life, the Father, the Son, and oh, the Holy Spirit.
You
my
don't
goodness.
Chop the rubber or anything?
No, they just go in there just like that, okay. Just like that. And then, oh, got my Bible here. We just put in 3 cups of scriptures. 3 cups of scriptures, yeah. Shake those all in there. 3 cups of scriptures, we sure do. And oh, my goodness. Hearts. A mother's heart is always just overflowing with love. So we just want to put a cup of those in there as well. We sure do. And oh my goodness, if we don't always need a pound of prayer, we just need to put a pound of prayer in this cake.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I prayed when I was.
Well, you got to be on your knees, girl. You got to be on your knees. And oh, can I borrow your teaspoon?
Oh, I licked off of that one. You don't.
No, I don't think I'll use it. Well, where's the teaspoon? The teaspoon, the Lord puts in so many spices because, you know, we're all so different. So I have a teaspoon of faithfulness right here.
Okay.
And how about joy? Oh, I see you got some joy right here. How about that? Let's put a little bit of joy in there.
I'm using all my spices.
Well, and you want at least a teaspoon a piece in there as well. Oh, my goodness. Patience. You know, I usually put 2 teaspoons of patience in my cake when I'm fixing it. Because you know what? The Lord knows my husband. You women out there know what I mean, don't you? You know what I mean. I know you know what I mean. And then we have a little kindness. You know, you always got to be kind. And a little goodness goes right in there, too. So we put a little goodness in there.
I've heard of some of these ingredients.
Yeah, and gentleness goes in there, too. We just shake a little bit of that in there. And, oh, my goodness, self-control. You know, it calls for a teaspoon. But I know there's some women out there that need a whole tablespoon of self-control.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, for those who need about a cup of self-control, we'll be praying for them.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what the Holy Spirit does. He gives us all these spices to put in this cake.
What kind of pan do you use?
Oh, I use a seasoned pan. You know, the Lord seasoned us. So
not
I'm going to put this pan
not
here.
Not an hourglass pan?
No, it doesn't. No, just a seasoned pan, you know. Then, of course, we have our oil here. That's the oil of the Spirit. You know, we just pour that in there and pour that right into our...
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Might give you gas. I don't know about this cake. This cake. Maybe you need some gas to go along with this.
Yeah, and then you just stir this all up and you put it in the season. You know, the Lord seasons us, you know. So, you know, I just put it right there in that seasoned pan. So let me just.
You're going to put that into the oven?
Yeah, I'm going to put this right into the oven. Can I just do that?
Well, while that's baking, DJ Aaron, why don't you take us out for a commercial and we'll be right back.
And we'll try this when you get back.
Oh,
it'll
goodness.
Be good. Just let me see.
that you have, a guest from our TV audience has brought up and interrupted the show, and I thought we were going to cut this out, but we're going to leave this in. This cake just seems so original. So we're back from our commercial. Let's go ahead and take this cake out of the oven and see what we've got.
Well, you know, just take it, just pull it on out. You know, there's a lot of mothers out in your audience,
and
they come in all shapes and sizes.
Oh.
You know, each mother is specifically made by God. And just look, they all look like they're in different shapes and sizes. All different spices are needed. And the Lord just provides what he needs for all of us. Isn't that so amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah,
I just looked at this thing and it cracked, though. I don't know how to feel, but wow.
Well, you know,
a mother is patient.
Yeah, it's based on 1 Corinthians.
Okay.
13:4.
All right.
Just look at my Bible right here.
A mother is patient.
Yeah, when you get so busy that you treat her like an appointment.
She is kind and not jealous.
When you think people are more marvelous than she is.
A mother does not brag or is arrogant.
When other children are differently able, she doesn't brag about her own.
Yes. She does not act unbecomingly.
She's a part of God's family. That's why.
A mother does not seek her own.
But she gives the glory to God and her household. Hallelujah.
She does not let her children provoke her.
But nurtures them without losing her temper.
A mother forgets a wrong suffered.
Oh, she looks to the future and not where she's ventured.
She does not rejoice when you go the way of the world.
Oh, but boy, does she keep you in prayer as you face all those hurdles.
A mother bears all things, believes in you always.
She defends you with prayer.
She does not rejoice when you go the way of the world. Did I say that one? Okay. A mother, she hopes all things, endures all things.
Her love is a wonderful thing.
Mother's love never fails.
God's love never fails.
My goodness. Well, this has just been a great show today. I have never heard of such a cake, and I think I need some of those ingredients
Amen.
In my life.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining our show today. Join us next week. We're going to make an apple crisp. We're going to have Robin Williams on the show. He's going to make his famous pepperoni pizza. Thank you for joining our show today. Thanks a lot.
Praise the Lord at this time. We're going to hear from a few mothers. And so, Cindy, are you ready? Where are you at, Cindy? There she is. Cindy, come on up here, honey. We asked several mothers to say something.
Thank you. I think I was out of town, so I got to go first. Yeah, because last would be way funner. Anyway, so Sue gets that part. But I've just been, like, thinking about what I should say and what I should share. And there's so much, and I'm glad there's more than one person sharing. But I just feel like just something that I try to share with moms a lot whenever I talk to them. It's in Galatians 6:9, and it's, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." And when you go through all of them, when you're in your first part of the battle, when they're little, and you're changing their diapers and you're making sure they stay clean and fed, you know, you can grow weary, but you just got to remember that everything is for his good. Everything is so that you can serve him. And when you put into them the children is because of that. It's your service to the Lord. And as they go through teenage years, don't give up on them. Don't quit fighting for them every single day, whether it's in telling them no when they want to do things that you know will destroy them, or whether it's when you're up at 2:00 in the morning walking from room to room to room, laying down prayer over top of them. Whatever it is, you never give up on them. You never give up on doing what is good and what is right. And when they grow up, You think that's it, but it's not it. It doesn't quit. You know, you have to keep believing in them, and you have to keep fighting for them. And because what you're fighting for is a spirit from God. You're fighting for an eternal life. You're not fighting so that your children look good when you go to the store and everybody says, oh, don't you have nice children who don't scream in stores? No, that's not what you're fighting for, because you could lose heart for that. You could lose heart in doing that, but you're not going to lose heart knowing that you're fighting for their eternal souls. And every moment of every day, that's what it's about. And 1 Corinthians 13:4-9, I carried that scripture with me through some really tough times with some of my children. I carried it with me because they can push you, because they don't know any better. They just know what they want to feel like and what they want to do. So they'll push you. But I carried that scripture with me to remind me that's what it's about. It's about them. It's not about me. And that means it's about God. Because what he brought into this world, he intends for you to care and bring to fruition, to come to serve him.
Thank you, Cindy. Deanna, where are you at? Deanna Franks? Oh.
I'm the mother of three daughters, and I want to share a poem that was inspired by my two younger. My girls' ages are 7, 8, and 14. My poem's called It Wasn't Until. I'm getting emotional. You know how us mothers get. It wasn't until I became a mama that I learned what busy was. And it wasn't until I became a mama that I learned what quiet is. It wasn't until I held my child that I learned the miracle of living. And it wasn't until I calmed her cries that I learned the sacrifice of giving. She grew up in my arms so quickly, and yet I embraced her all I could. The journey was prolonged by being with her every step of the way, every hour of her day. Every moment lived with the intent to have no regrets. With getting to know her and the privilege of raising her came joy and sorrow, and sometimes frustration for tomorrow. As I aimed to present to her the purpose of her life, to live for Christ, she brought a new light to mine, a meaning of love from above. So, just part of what I wanted to share was I love spending time and energy and investing that into my children. And I thought before I had kids, I'd have a lot more time and a lot more energy to put into them than what I have. It takes a lot of effort. Amen. Occasionally, I visit my girls' classrooms, and I remembered when I was a child, my mom coming to my class and volunteering, and that was just something that was put in my heart that I wanted to do when I had children. And I've gotten so much more out of that experience. When I walk down the halls, and it's my day to come and visit their class, and I hear, you know, Katie or Morgan's classmates, hey, it's Katie's mom, it's Morgan's mom, and they run in the class, your mom's here, you know, and just seeing their face light up and just that pride that they have that, you know, their mom's there to spend time with them. And that is just such a blessing to see that. I get to know their classmates and their friends. When they talk about a certain friend, I know exactly who that is, and, you know, their character and their personality, and I get to know their teachers, and that's been such a blessing in my life, too. My biggest joy being a mom has been watching my girls give their heart to Jesus. That's just been, you know, the biggest thing. And my oldest daughter is my stepdaughter, and she came to live with us when she was 10. So she's been with us for about 4 years. And I just want to share that, you know, we hadn't got to see her. And my prayer in my heart was, Lord, that is your child. You've created her for you. And I want the privilege as a mom to show her your love, because she had had so many disadvantages up until that time. And my prayer was to just present Jesus Christ to her and have her live in our home and see the love of God. And so she'd have that opportunity to receive him. And, you know, I believe that was God's desire and his prayer through me for her. And that's came about, and it's just a blessing. Now the biggest challenge is keeping her on that road in the Lord. my goal in life, in raising my kids anyway, is just spending time at the feet of Jesus and hearing what he has about each child, because they're an individual. And, I want to know what goals he has for them, what desires, what gifts and talents he's put into them, so I can encourage them in that and point them in that direction for him. So, just at the end of my day, saving my energy, saving the best of me for my kids. When they walk in the door after school, my goal is not to be so tired and, I've spent all my energy during the day so that I don't have time for them. And I just make that a point, it's about them. My oldest daughter comes home first, and I spend about, 15 minutes talking with her, and then my other two come in, and that's pretty much it. And I wouldn't be able to be the mother that I am if it wasn't for my husband, Rodney. So I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Deanna. Well, at this point, we're going to have Carol come on up. Then we're going to have another skit. So, Carol, where are you? Oh. You want me to stay with you?
Okay. I don't normally get in front of people. It's not my thing at all. And when they asked me to do this, when Tammy did, I just like, oh, my gosh, I can't do that. And then Autumn came up a little time later and said, you can do it. You have something to say. And I'm just like, okay, I'll do it. So I'm shaken, but you'll bear with me. I'm a single mom. I have two children, and I never intended to be raising my kids on my own, and that created some interesting situations and problems. And I never would have made it through this whole motherhood thing without the Lord. I would not have been able to do it. And without my friends in this church, my coworkers, you people deserve the credit just as much for where my kids are now, and they're serving God. I have, my son is 26 and is living in Tulsa and is married, and they have a son that's 4. He'll be 4 in July. And he is just my pride and joy. Wish he was here, but it is what it is. So, and they're expecting their second child. And they're just serving God and loving him. And when I called him yesterday and told him I was doing this, he said, well, Mom, you just tell him that we were trying to go to hell as hard as we could, but you just prayed us through. And I said, okay, I'll tell him that. And they were both my daughters. Just, we were so close until she was middle school. And then it was just like, I don't know where this child came from. And, many of you know, you were with me praying, and, there were so many times I was so sad and just felt such guilt as a mom that I just hadn't been the mom I should have been. And somebody in the body would come up and encourage me. And it just, you guys deserve the credit as much as I do. And, you just trust God. And now my daughter, she's so faithful. She's working in a job, and she's been there 3 years. I mean, she just got employee of the month a couple months ago. And I'm just so proud of her. I mean, she's just come so far. And it's just, we put in them what we can. We try to show them with our life, and it does come back. So don't give up, single moms. You can do it. There's plenty of people that'll be there to support you and to love you and just have an encouraging word. And I hope I can do that for you. And I'm going to really purpose to do that. So thanks.
That was awesome. That was awesome. I feel old when I remember first time I saw Carol. She was walking in the foyer of her church holding little Kyle, and it was hot that day. And of course, her husband Jeff had to talk to everybody in the church before he left, so she stood there having to hold those babies. But gosh, done an awesome job with your kids there, Carol. Kyle is really serving the Lord. Okay, at this point, we got another skit. Then we'll hear from two more mothers, and then we got something else planned. Then we'll, you love on your moms. Okay. Oh.
You think your mom is demanding?
Yeah.
My mom makes me clean my room even when not expecting guests.
My mom makes me get off the phone even when no one else needs to use it.
You can go potatoes out of bed, young lady.
There are other people in this family, young lady.
Moms. Yeah, what about your mom doesn't give you a spit bath?
Only right in public. Here, you've got something on your chin.
Let me clean that up for you.
Moms.
And why is my guy the only mom in town who insists on kissing me goodbye every time she drops me off at school?
And picks me up.
On the lips.
In front of the guy I'm trying to impress?
Moms. Yeah, what about your mom doesn't like what your bra size at a family reunion?
How about at the pizza parlor in front of 14 soccer players?
Moms.
Yeah. Well, how old do I have to be before my mom realizes I'm too old for teddy bear panties?
Yeah, what about Mickey Mouse panties?
Donald Duck.
Big Bird.
Mm-mm.
Moms.
Well, does she really think I'd be a better citizen if I remember to take out the garbage without being reminded?
Yeah, and is there anybody else in the whole school whose mom insists on chaperoning every single school event?
Have you ever been dragged to one of those mother-daughter events?
Yeah, and what is all this mother-daughter bonding stuff? Moms.
Eat your vegetables, they're good for you.
Don't slouch, sit up straight.
Say please.
Say thank you.
Do your homework.
You're not with that dress to church, are you? Moms.
You know, if you could have any mom, who would it be?
My mom.
My mom too.
I wouldn't change a thing.
Me neither.
Praise God. That was good. Yeah. Okay, Tina, we're going to have you come up here.
Thank you. Okay. My name is Tina Shear, for those who don't know me. I grew up in this church 24 years. Yeah. And in this 24 years, it has taken a lot of growth and understanding to be standing here before you. I remember one time I was in a store with one of the leaders. I think I was a teenager, probably about 14. It might have been Carol. But in the store, we were doing some kind of shopping, and a child started to act up and make a scene. And so... I was like, oh, my kids will never act like that. Yeah, right. Okay. So then, you know, as I thought about it, and I was like, wow, their reaction was, yeah, right. I'm like, no, my kids will behave. I will have perfect kids. So as I started to think about this, I just really began to realize that I didn't know a whole lot about how they got to that place. And so as I started to grow more, I started to watch the people in our church. I started to watch the leaders and how they handled their kids. And, you know, and I want to read Proverbs 19:20. It says, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise. So as I watch these people and see the results that they were getting from their kids, the different personalities. And I worked in children's classes to see how exactly kids responded to different, you know, tones of voice and everything. And so there's a lot of diversity in kids. God may be the same yesterday and today and forever, but children are definitely unique in their own way. When they catch you off guard, they'll switch roles on you. You know, the quiet one will get the loudest, and the most challenging one will make you giggle. That would be Gabriel. In 2 Timothy 4:2, it says, be prepared in season and out. Well, that is regarding to children, not just the Word of God and when you're preaching. But this leads me to my three sons. I have 11-year-old Scott, and then Jordan's 8, and Gabriel's 4. And I did not desire really to have sons. I'm being honest, okay? I did desire to have girls, twins, a matter of fact. But I even had names picked out. But I grew up with all sisters, and boys were very foreign in our household. You know, so my desire more was if I had a son, you know, it'd be for my husband, you know, to go to sporting events and, you know, do guy stuff and everything. But Psalms 37 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give or reveal to you the desires of your heart. Well, Pastor preached on revealing God's desires revealed in your heart, and not just, oh, God, I want this, so you're, you know, that's the, my desire. No, God gives us our desires. And so, you know, I desired a girl, but I think that was more on the flesh side, because God has really blessed me with three boys. In 1 Samuel 16:7, it says, the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And also, in Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose prevails. The first time, you know, your son opens the door for you or picks up that shiniest rock out of that garden, it just blesses you and it touches your heart. How they just draw you that picture, that perfect picture, or win this, you know, win the goal that wins the game, or, you know, it's just such a blessing. Boys can add so much to your life. Sorry. I'm going to tell a little bit about each boy. Scott, my oldest, he is like a pillar of strength. He never stops going. One of his coaches, thank you, Carol. I meant to bring it with me. One of his coaches referred to him as the Energizer Bunny. Jordan is my creative and ingenuitive kid. He is really organized, but like his papa, he doesn't throw anything away. Gabriel is very observant. He is like a mockingbird. And with that note, you know, Pastor really blessed me last Sunday. We had our teachers' meeting, and some of you will remember what he shared on. He shared on, we were talking about our next month's curriculum, and he shared on, we were talking about the Rhema and the Word of God. And he said that kids, they really look at your actions. They don't learn from what you tell them or the words you speak to them, but they are really looking at what you're doing and how you're acting, how you respond to things. And so, I mean, that was just such a blessing because, you know, it really made me think harder about where I'm going because Gabriel likes to copy me in the car. He likes to play the mockingbird game. And so, you know, I'm a very verbal driver. A lot of you know. I don't use cuss words or anything, but, you know, so he's very, very observant, and we have to be very careful about what we say and do. But anyway, so God has bigger plans for my life than I had, and I'm not sure quite what that all entails, but I am going with the flow right now, and I'm just delighting myself in God and believing that he knows where my heart is really at. Thank you.
This morning, I came down for prayer, and I was standing about here, and up comes Jordan. He's the middle guy, right? Was it Gabriel? Oh, it was Gabriel and Caitlin, little Caitlin there. They came up to me, and I said, oh, Caitlin, you're so pretty today. And Gabriel goes, well, hey,
What about me? I'm handsome. I said, well, you too. You're handsome. She's beautiful. He goes, all right, all right. Thought that was really cute. Okay, Sue, come on up here, honey. I have my wife that she wants to share from her heart because she is the mother of the church, you know. She. I'll sit right here, honey. But, you know, I just want to say one thing, that I'm sure proud of the woman I picked for my walk with the Lord.
She doesn't really want to share, but guilt kind of made me get up here. He said, you mean you're going to pull out at the last minute? You're going to do this and do that? And I thought, oh, okay. And then I've been praying, and I didn't know what I was going to share, and I was afraid of what the Lord might want me to share, and you'll see why. But I did get what he wanted me to share, if I can do it without bawling and looking silly. But I've been a mother since the age of 17. So I've been a teenage mother, and I have been an old mother. I got my baby Lindsay when I was in very early 40s. And so I've had children for a long time, and my mother used to always say to me, you've always wanted kids, always, always, always. That's all you ever wanted to be, was a mom. Well, I do love dearly being a mom. And I thank him for giving us the church, because I have all kinds of kids in here. So it means that I won't run out. But I got to thinking, you know, Lindsay's getting old, and pretty soon. And then I have my 5 grandchildren, which are a blessing. But they're getting older, too. So what I wanted to say was I've also lost a son. And I wanted to, I wasn't going to share this, but I know that there's mothers out there that have lost one of their children. So I can really say I've just about done everything. So the reason the Lord wanted me to share this is that you watch your kids. You know what they're doing. I wasn't a Christian when he was born, but he was a blessed little boy, and he died at the age of 30, and I feel guilt in my heart sometimes, because he died of a heroin cocaine overdose, and it tore me apart. But I do have a beautiful grandson, and he was born again. He had come to us many times, wanted deliverance from drugs. It's like the demon just grabs you and doesn't want to let you go ever. It's a horrible, horrible thing. And I didn't want to share this, but I feel like there's people that need to hear it. Watch your kids. Any kind of drugs, watch your kids. Because they'll take them out. They'll take them out mentally, and they'll take them out physically. You've got to keep your eyes on your kids and keep them into church. It really, it means a lot. I didn't want to end the service like this, but and it's the last thing I wanted to talk about, because I have so many other things that have happened that are good. I have all my children now are serving the Lord, and Mike did serve the Lord as much as he knew how. And on Mother's Day, a year after he passed away, it was very, very hard for me that Mother's Day. And I was sitting here in church on the front row, and the Lord gave me a vision of him in heaven. And I knew he was there, because he definitely was born again. He didn't get set free from the drugs they took him, but he's happy now. And the Lord showed me him, and I thought, and I'd been thinking through the years, I used to love his. He had very thick black hair, and it was curly. And I used to cut it for him, and I'd always feel the bottom of his curls. And I said to myself, just thinking while I was praying, I sure would like to feel his hair again. And I went to Branson, Missouri, not this year, but a few years back, about 3 years. And we're in our hotel room and we went to sleep. And I wasn't even thinking about Mike or anything, but just to show you the love of God, I want to tell you he's there even when you lose a child. He's there. He's there. He's always there. I wasn't even thinking of him. And he took me in the spirit, and I knew it afterwards. He literally took me to heaven. And I didn't see anything except Mike sitting dressed in white. That's all I saw. I didn't see anything else in heaven. And I walked up to him, and I felt his hair. And I laid my hand on his shoulder, and I was there. I was there with him. And the feeling was so powerful that overwhelmed me. I felt it for weeks afterwards. After I woke up, it stuck with me for weeks. So the Lord's letting me know that he's happy. And my son Tim, bless his heart, he wanted to be able to see his brother there. Well, just pray and believe with me that God will take him and let him see his brother because he's in peace. And I love all my children. And Lindsay, she literally floated down out of heaven to me. She has been a child that would bless your heart. She's just awesome. And Rebecca, the same way. That girl can do anything. They're very talented. Tim's very smart and talented. They're all doing good, and I praise the Lord for it. And my grandchildren, Jeremy and Eli and Alex and Tristan and Kylie, they bless me every day of my life. Being a mother is wonderful, but keep your children in church. It makes 100% difference. And if you know somebody that is on drugs or anything like that, please pray for them. Go out for them. Do everything you can to get them away from that. It's a demonic spirit that just holds you and tries to take you away, and it will either make you insane or take you out if you continue. So that's what I wanted to share, and I had no idea what I was going to share till I said, Lord, why are you waiting? Because he probably knew if I was going to share that I wouldn't even come. I'd say, oh, I'm sick all of a sudden. I can't come to church. Anyway, I love all you guys. And I want to tell you that when my son went to be with the Lord, my church was there for me. I'm telling you, they were there constantly. It was just like, the Spirit of God would not let me get absolutely crazy because my heart was just filled with love for people and our body that helped. So just know that God's always there and he wants to fulfill the desires of your heart.
Thank you, Sue. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, church. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Cindy and Deanna and Carol and Tina. Thank all of you, especially those that did the skits. Praise the Lord. I didn't expect that, but that was pretty powerful, Sue. Praise the Lord. But I also want to say thank you, church, for being there at the loss of our son as well. Every one of you were. It was just awesome. Thank you, Carol, for coming right straight to the house, and she stayed with us the whole day. I was hoping she'd throw this guy out that came from the police department, but he kept going on and on. I didn't want to hear anything, you know. It's pretty uncomfortable, but But again, I just want to say thank you, church, for being with us as a family, and I want to thank so many of you being such a good example to my little Lindsay and my children, and your tolerance and everything else with my kids and everything, and my grandbabies and everything, and just love and appreciate all of you. So at this point, we're going to stand up. And I just want to pray a little bit. And then we have something special that we want to do at the end of the service. So, Father, right now, before we get to closing the service, if there be anyone here, even a mother that might be here this morning that has never received Jesus, and you need the Lord, especially not only for yourself but for your family, we want to give a moment to invite you to come forward and receive the Lord Jesus. This is an important part of the service, but as a mother, you need the Lord, especially if you're a single mother. You need the Lord to help balance your walk out of this life. So if you're here today and you're a mom, maybe even a single mom, I encourage you to come up if you don't know Jesus, anyone. Okay. You may be seated. We have a little surprise that we want to do. And I don't know how they're going to go about this, but we wanted to present some gifts. So how are we going to do this? You want to come forward with the gifts? Okay. Okay, we have some gifts that we want to give to the mothers. Okay, I was wondering why you guys are waiting. We have a little gift that we want to give your mothers and to every one of you. And they're kind of neat little gifts. And if you all raise, I want all the mothers to stand up. All your mothers stand up. Oh, my. Well, moms, we want to give you a gift. So start passing them out. And these gifts not only have something sweet in them, it tells us how sweet you are, but it also has a little heart, and in the heart is a mirror. And it reflects back the person, the special person that you are. Praise God. And if you take this little heart and put it under your pillow every night, you'll never have problems with your children ever again. You will never have problems with your walk with the Lord ever again. Every prayer will be answered. Well, maybe I stretched the truth a little bit, but I'm trying not to lie.
I'm not a mother.
Okay, did everyone get one? Okay. Make sure every mother gets one. Gee, with all that encouragement about that gift, that'd do you some good, huh? Praise the Lord. Okay, as you get a gift, go ahead and sit down. Okay. At this point, we have two special ladies in our church that we want to bless this morning. One is Myrna. Myrna Cook, are you here, Myrna? And one is Sue Butler. Yeah, Myrna's coming. Surprise you, Myrna. Now, John's going to present Myrna with a little special gift that... And you can go ahead and receive those because they won't hurt you.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead, whatever you want to do. You want to say something to her? John, you want to say something to her?
I think she's the best mother in the world. The best wife in the world. Thank you, honey, for putting up with me.
Did you hear what he said, Myrna?
Yes, I did.
Thank you for putting up with him. Sue, for you, honey. Sue likes flowers. That's from the church to you guys. You're welcome. Thank you, ladies. Well, mothers, we love and appreciate you. And you men this afternoon, you honor them moms. And you, you know, give them a little praise. Praise God, because they are special. Did you have something, Cindy and Carol? No? Okay. All righty. Let's say a prayer of dismissal, and we're going to set you free. Remember, there's no service tonight because you got to take care of moms. And you mothers, if they don't kiss you, let me know about it. Dear Father, I thank you so much for this wonderful service. Thank you for so much of all those that participated. May they have a blessed Mother's Day in Jesus' name. And with that, you're dismissed.